You can't get much further from the South Pole than New Orleans. That's where I was last month working on some stories. One focused on people who were having trouble getting government money that's supposed to be available to fix their homes because they don't have clear titles to their property. That's a whole story in itself. But while talking to people about that, I also heard some reflections and memories that helped illuminate the deep well of hope and comfort and belonging that a house embodies. The house that sparked those memories stands empty in the Holly Grove section of New Orleans.
So this is at the corner of Birch and
Holly Grove.
Holly Grove.
Yes,
Holly Grove Street.
Holly Grove Street.
And this house has been in the family for how long now?
Since the late 1940s.
That's Lois Robinson and her son Charles Derensburg. Lois's grandparents, Joseph and Felonice Derensburg, both now dead, bought this house and raised their family here. Katrina's winds tore off part of the roof, and the family doesn't have the money to repair it. So 2.5 years later, it's still not fit to live in. But the family hasn't given up on this long, narrow shotgun house with a second story on the back. And their attachment to this modest structure seems to be that it is a physical representation of the traditions and rhythms that are the pulse and essence of their family life. That became clearer as we sat in a living room a few blocks away, where Lois's mother, 80-year-old Alice Cousin, now lives, waiting for the family home to be repaired.
My mother worked hard to get that house. Yes. She really worked it hard to get it, and she was real proud of her house.
You know, they had a pushing lawnmower at the time. She'd take old hat and put on big old shoes and just be pushing that lawnmower, you know. And after that, she used to love her beer. Take a break, drank Falstaff, Dixie, or whatever was out. You know, she enjoyed it. She enjoyed doing these things, you know.
Right.
And my grandfather, when we were young, he also used to grow sugar cane in the yard. And Millington Bush. Oh, see the holidays and stuff? We were never without Millington. Oh, that was a good dish.
What? I don't know what that is.
It's a vegetable.
Yes.
It's something like squash.
Oh, it's like squash?
It's something like squash. It's in the squash family.
I mean, we spent most of our time, like holidays, birthdays, Christmases, we would all gather over there. Everybody, all the grandchildren, all our kids, we'll gather at that. That was like the central house that we would meet at.
But when I was young, we had a watermelon party. When watermelon came out, oh, everybody came over. We sat in the yard. Oh, I had a lot of fun, a lot of fun. But see, I was the only grandchild that didn't eat watermelon. So I was just left out looking. I tried, but I still couldn't eat it. And see, like All Saints Day, my grandfather used to buy a sack of oysters.
Right.
Oh, sit down and shuck those oysters, bring them in. We would have fish, shrimps, and holidays. Favorite for gumbo, okay?
Yes.
You see,
gumbo
and his birthday. Oh,
gumbo.
You have to make a big pot of gumbo.
Yeah, the day before he would prepare for that gumbo. He don't want nothing but that gumbo then.
That's right.
Gumbo and potato salad. That was it, honey. Yeah, that was it. He loved his gumbo. Daddy used to love to eat. He loved to eat, honey. And he was going to eat what he wanted to eat, too.
Yeah.
He was a big man. So he wasn't going to bring no little bit of bread and butter there or sausage sandwich. He didn't go for that.
No.
He wanted dinner. He wanted dinner, honey.
There wasn't much flood water in this neighborhood, and most of the neighbors' houses are already repaired. Children play in the streets and the small front yards, just like they used to when Lois, who's now 50, was a child. Back at the family house, she recalls those days.
In the summer, we always had ice water when nobody else had ice water because my grandfather was an ice man. And I remember the refrigerators that you put the ice in. So after the refrigerators changed, my grandfather still took ice and put in the refrigerator. Not at the top, but in the bottom in the meat drawer. He could not stand that frost or that ice cube that they did. He wanted ice.
So I bet you found his house when you needed a cool drink of water.
Oh, yes.
everybody
in the neighborhood.
Yeah,
because
everybody,
you know why we kept we would sit the water on the porch and stuff, and everybody used to play in the neighborhood. They'd come get ice water. So we had a good time. We had a really good time.
The family remains hopeful that the money will come soon to repair their home. Then they'll sit on the front porch again, gather in the kitchen, and make new memories that can nurture and sustain their children. This is Weekend Edition. Scott Simon returns next week. I'm John Idstein.